Today, June 15th. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Dear sister underscore, we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. We have every reason to trust in God, and to bring all our worries and anxieties to Jesus Christ, that we may become better acquainted with Him. It should not be a difficult thing to remember that the Lord Jesus is desirous that we should bring all our troubles and perplexities to Him. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and then leave your perplexities and burdens with Him. How much happier we should be would we do this. You may come to Him as a child comes to his parents, saying, "Here, Lord, I have carried myself as though I could save myself for a long time. My burdens are too heavy for me to carry longer. Thou canst bear them for me." He says, "I will take them. With everlasting kindness will I have mercy upon thee." This love is, as strong as it is tender. The love of Jesus is stronger than death, for He died to win your love, to have you lean upon Him fully and entirely, and to make you one with Him, mystically and eternally one. The love of Jesus is something expressed, more tender than even the love of a mother for her child. The most tender love we know is that of a mother for her child, but the love of Jesus exceeds this. She may change in her affection. Mothers may become unkind, but Jesus never, never will become unmindful or unkind, or cruel to His children. Then never, never will we show distrust and want of faith. So strong is His love that it controls all the affections of His nature, and He employs all His vast resources to do His people good. His love is durable, without variableness or shadow of turning. Never let us dishonor God by trying so hard to keep ourselves, fixing our eyes upon ourselves, and keeping ourselves constantly in view. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Let us not do as we have done, make ourselves miserable over some supposed future tomorrow's burden. Carry your duties of today cheerfully. Today's faith, today's trust in Jesus, we must have. Today I may look and live. Today I will put my trust in God. Today I will rest in quietude and peace kept by the power of God. Say, "The Lord will be glorified by my being cheerful and happy in His assurance of His love, today." In much love, Ellen G. White, to a sister in need of encouragement.